Then the locher is, you know for sure, shlefnei shchita, that for sure this nekev came about before the shchita, and therefore it's treifa. What's going to be lenin soleha kurit dam, and more on top of that, nun aleph and aleph, let's say you do not find any dam, any blood stain on this needle that you find sticking out, even though it goes through both sides of the Beit HaKaisis, then the locher is gidu shlach ha-shchito, like for sure it first stuck through after shchito, and that's why there's no dam. And we'll soon see the reason why. What's going to be higlit pi hamakim? Again, you have a hole there in the Beit HaKaisis, but some a scab came over it. That's called higlit pi hamakim. The top part of it has a scab over it. So then, you know for sure that sheshloishi yomim kodim shchita, that for sure this treif was in the animal 3 days before the shchita at least. And therefore, it's not kamin if you bought the animal 2 days before the shchita. It's like a lekach tois, because now we know for sure it was a treifa for good 3 days before. And when you buy an animal to eat it, you don't mean to buy a treifa. Therefore, it's called a lekach tois. Rashi says you have a right to get your money back. What's going to be the loy higlit pi hamakim? Let's say the opening of this wound, there's no crust, there's no scab on top of it. Then we do not know for sure when exactly the nekev came, like how much before the shchita did it come about, one or two or just before the shchita. Therefore, even though you bought it just the day before, the din would be hamayis mechaver all of araya. You cannot receive your money back from the butcher, like, because he has a right to say no. The time when I sold it to you was not a tray for it. The tray for this hole just came about right before the shchita. So that's called hamayis mechaver. You have to bring a proof to say that the treifa was there before you bought the animal, and then it will be called a nekech tois. Now the Gemara is, Maishno mikol nekuvi di alma. Why is this nekev over here that we just said before, if you find this needle sticking through the Beis HaKaisis, so it says you find a kurit dam alehem, then you know what happened before shchita. But if you do not find dam on it, then we say it happened after shchita. So that's the question, why? Maishno, why is this different? Mikol nekuvi di alma, the afagav the nekev dam, even though you don't find any dam there by the nekev of the animal, still treifa. That's in the veshet where there's a nekuvas, a psul nekuva on the krum of the mayach. So even though you don't find dam there, still we say for sure that the nekev happened even before the shchita. So how come over here we say if you don't find dam on the needle, we say that for sure this nekev first came about after the shchita. So Mara says, I'll answer you. Mara says, Hosom lekem midi lemisrach. The pshat over there, there's nothing for the dam to grab a hold of. Therefore, even though the nekev happened mechayim, when it was still alive, the animal, and some dam came out, but the dam got washed away. But hoch, over here, there's a needle stuck over there. Kivon dikamacha, since there's a needle here. Eisa de kredim shchitu, if it's like it's true what you're saying, that the nekev came through and made the hole before shchita, so misrach hevi sorach, the dam that came out then would have like attached and come attached to the needle, and it would have stuck on the needle. So over here, if you don't find any dam on the machad, that's the proof to say that machad first made the nekev after shchita. Therefore, no dam came out. But a regular nekev, even though it happened before shchita, it's not a kasha why you don't find dam. It got washed away. There's nothing to hold on to there. Oh, Malay Rav Safra Labaya. So Safra said back to Abaya, Chazimar Haitzum Rabbonim V'yosim Marava. Look at these two Rabbonim that are coming out from Eretz Yisrael. And the Yomar Rav Aviyah Shmeni, that his name is Rav Avirah, the Yomar, he says over like this, that Maisa once happened a case of Bolif Rebbe that he brought the Shal in front of Rebbe of Machat Shenimtas Yuva Beis HaKaisis. They found this needle going through the Uber, the thickness of the walls of this part of the stomach of the Beis HaKaisis, and he passed him that Mitzah Dechot, it only happened through one side, Utreifa, and he said it was a Treifa. And before we just had learned that, we just said that Mitzad Echad is Kshera. So Sholach Le, he said, okay, send him, bring him to me. His Leos Lagabe, he didn't want to come to him. Avavira did not want to come to Abaya. So what happened was, is Ozalhu Lagabe, so Abaya went to see him. Havikoya Igra, Avavira was on top of the roof like, and upstairs. Is almost Abaya said to him, Nechus Mazanesi, please come down and let me talk to you. And the mice was Le Nochus, no again, Rav Yehuda did not want to come down. So Sola Kula Gabe, Abaye went up to see him. Omele Sabai said to him, listen, Emily Gufa Diyuvda Echiyevi, please tell me over the exact story how you saw that Rebbe Paskin, that even though the needle only went through one side of the Beis HaKosef, so he said it was a trefa. Tell me the exact story. So he said, Omele said to him like this, Master Knesias Amor, I am a Master Knesias, Rashi says that means, Machne Sumoitzi Tamidim, I used to bring in and take out the Tamidim. So he was like this Gabbai in the yeshiva. He told the Tamidim when to get up, when to go, when to come. What happened was, and Lili'ila, Rebbe Rabba. So Rashi the means to say, Rebbe Yehuda Nosel, like he was the shamister and the shul in the yeshiva of Rebbe Yehuda Nosel. Rebbe Rafuna Tzipiroi, Rafuna from Tzipiroi, and Rebbe Yosi Midoy, Yoikul in front of them, both sitting in front of Rebbe Yehuda Nosi. The boss lifted the Rebbe, came and shouted in front of Rebbe. Rebbe Machat Shenimtzes Yudu Beis HaKosef, they found the needle sticking through the thickness of the walls of the Beis HaKosef. Mitzad Echad was only sticking through like one membrane, one side of the wall. So Halfcha Rebbe turned it upside down. And he found that there was some dam there on that Machat. And therefore the treifa, therefore Rebbe said it was a treifa. The Yoma, Rebbe said like this, in ancient Maka, Kura Dam Minayin, like if it wasn't real that the needle went through and through, how come the dam came out? The kitzur must have been that there was a Maka there, went through and through, and that's why I said it was treifa. So then, Omalei, so Abaye said, he said about himself, Korach Turayil Hu Gavlik, how much bother you gave me to have to run here to go so far to ask you this question. That really the way you say now, there's no proof, there's no bichidish. Matnisni, it's often the Mishnah, that Hamasot, the base of Kursi, Shnikta Lachutz, the needle is sticking on the outside, it sticks outside, that's called a treifa. Here also, since Rebbe found there was a current dam on it, that we turned it over, we saw there was dam there, that was a proof to say that for sure there was a makar, that the needle did protrude, come outside, come bachutz. That's why I said it was a treifa. Therefore, there's no proof to say that Rebbe Agda and Alocha, that one side should be a treifa. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah, another treifas was Noflu Menagag, the behemoth fell off the roof and you made it a shkita right away, that's also a treifa, because we're afraid maybe in the Saraska everywhere, all the bones got broken up, that's another type of a treifa. So Mor says, Omer Rav Huna, Heniach Behemo Lamata, let's say you left your animal on top, or Bo Motza Lamata, and you found the animal now on the bottom, Evein Choshishim Mishum Risuki Yavorim. We're not afraid to sell like when it jumped down, but maybe broke its bones. We're not afraid, it's not the pshat from the Mishnah of Noflum Nagag. Because since it came down by itself, for sure it didn't hurt itself. It knew how to come down. Furthermore, it says, the Higudiya, it was like a kid, the Hevel and the Ravina, that belonged to Ravina. Ravina owned a goat. The Chosa Chusha Bithuma, it saw like some barley, from on top, Rashi says, Kneged Pia Ruba Lamata Rabayis. As the animal was on top of the roof, and through the scarlet to the roof, it saw inside the house that there was some barley. So Dogar, so this kid jumped, and Norfo Migvuliari, he jumped from the roof to the floor. So the Shalom was now, if you want to shech this animal, is there a Shalom for Treif or not? Is this Dema to Norfo Minagaganat? So Osla came to Rashi, came in front of Rashi. Omele, they said like this. Hold the Yom Rav Huna. That's what the Huna said before. Heniach veim olamala. You leave your animal on top of the roof. Ubo motz lamata. And if you come later, find it on the bottom. Ein choshishim mishum misuki yavon. Don't have to be afraid mishum any treifers. What's the reason why? Mishum diyisla midi lemisrach. If you have a pshat because it has something to hold on to. Like when it came down, it for sure held on to something. Tahai, you saw over here, this case, les le midi lemisrach. It has nothing to hold on to. He was on top of the roof and it saw through the skylight. It saw some barley, so it jumped down straight from the roof to the floor. There's nothing to hold on to, so maybe here we have to be afraid for Rislak Evorim. They got crushed a little bit. Maybe it is a treifa. I didn't maybe know. The reason over there was Mishum Diyom Donasha, that the animal jumped down by itself. See, for sure made an estimate to himself that the animal could do it. And so the Hainami, this animal lost over here, his goat. Here also, true, it saw the barley downstairs and wanted to get there, but since it jumped in its own free will, for sure it estimated itself first that it could do it, and therefore it's not a treifa. Omlai said that, yes, that's the reason. Mishum diyom de nafsho, because over there, in the Rahuna's halacha was, because the animal came down by itself, so if the shur was able to do it, the hainam hira, so this goat also seemed to jump down by itself, om de nafsho, that the shur estimated to itself that it could do it, therefore it's not a treifa. Having more says that he yimritah, there was a she-goat, he yimritah, to have a bay Rav Chaviva, that Rav Chaviva owned, to have a shadron kaya basrayu. It was by dragging along its legs, it was dragging it along. The shalom was it a treifa or not? Some Rav Yema said, hi shigrunya nakta. Not really a treifa over here. I tell you, it got a disease, the hips. It was a disease in its hips, and that's why it's dragging it along. So this mask of Lord Rehumavin asked the question, the Dilma, maybe, let's be afraid more than that. The Dilma chut ha-shedri isuk. Maybe that the other pshat was that the spinal cord was broken, and that's the treifa. And the Morris says, but cool, the Taka checked out this animal, and asked the chul kravina. The Taka sounded like Ravina said that the spinal cord was broken, so really it was a treifa. But the Gemara says, you should know, even though that's what happened this time, the Apilu Hochi, Hilchasok Rav Yema. The Loch Rav Rav Yema, that's found the fact you see an animal dragging along its legs, that's not a proof to say it was really a treifa. But Shagwa, because Shagrun Yashriach, so that happens often, that the animal should have a disease there in its hip, that should make it drag along its legs, that's normal, and that's not a treifa. But Chut Hashed Velashriach, that the spinal cord should like break right of it through to make it into treifa, that's not shchiach. So if you don't know what happened, it's just time to see an animal dragging along its legs, you don't have to be afraid of the treifa. You have right more to say, just have a sickness there, therefore the animal is still kosher. Omer Rav Huna, Huna says like this, what's going to be zechorim hamenachin zeh? If you have rams, let's say, that attack one another, the halacha is ein choshishim mishum risuki yavorim. Just on the fact they attacked one another, they don't have to be afraid, maybe in the eternal organs, something happens which should be a treifa. And afa gav dimidovoi v'kaima, even though they're groaning away, they have pains, but still that's not a proof to say it was a treifa. Because I'll say that a simra biyamahu denokat lu, Sama got some fever now, became sick, that's why it's groaning with pain. But not because it's a risuki evorim. Samara says, it depends. Enough will Arya, if you found them now, if they were attacked one another, that was thrown to the ground, enough will Arya, vadi chashinin, then a vadi, we have to be afraid that there was a risuki evorim, that maybe it became into a traitor. Omer Rav Menashe, Menashe says like this, Omer Rav Menashe, hani dichri, case of these rams, the ganvi ganvi, that when people steal them, so ein chushim shum risuki yavorim. Well, soon see, when they return them, when they steal them, even though they pick them up and throw them down, we don't have to be afraid that they made it into a treifa, that they broke like internal organ, shum risuki yavorim. My time, what's the reason? Let's see, if somebody comes into your corral and says, to steal a ram, so kishodulu, when the gana takes and throws, let's say, over the roof, over the fence, when he throws it, I'll tell you, they throw it, kishodlu, amisnayu shodlu. They throw it down on its hips, that not to make it into a treifa. Kihechadlu hita kamayu, because after they throw it over, they want to be able to go to run with them. Therefore, they make sure not to break it, but rather just to throw it down on its hips, that it does not hurt itself. Samara says, ahadrinu, but let's say later, if they return the ram after they steal it. So when they steal, they want to run away with it to make sure it can still run. But when they return it, then vadi chashin, and then we have to be afraid he just threw it over into the corral. He didn't care how he threw it. So maybe that is called the risuk evorim. But behind the middle, when was this said, the yadrinu machmas yira. If he stopped returning it now because he's afraid, he doesn't want to be caught, but not because he's doing tshuva. Then he doesn't care how to make the hashava, and we're afraid he'll do a bad job and make a risuk evorim. Avamachmas tshuva, the person is throwing him back because he's doing tshuva, then I'll tell you, tshuva ma'yasu di avidi. He's doing good tshuva, and therefore return in a good way. Therefore, there's no, so we're not afraid of a treifa. Om Rav Yudhavudya says, Om Rav Yudhavudya Marav, Hikar al-Rosha. Let's say the man struck the animal with a stick on its head. For Hol Cholo,
Kalpe's Nova.
It was a long stick, and with one hit, you hit it down over the head, and the stick went straight down to the tail. That's the opposite way. Al Nova, you hit the animal by its tail, and for Hol Cholo Kalpe Rosha, the stick went all the way along to the head. So Kitsa, the stick hit the whole animal all along the animal. So then, Rochla Kalpe Rosha Kameka Kol Hashem, you went over the whole spine from the tail to the head. Then you don't have to be afraid that you made again a ristik evorim, you hurt the internal organs. Because since it went one blow over the whole back of the animal, that can't do anything. But the sholem chutra apal de gaba, let the case when you stuck him, when you hit him, the stick ended like in the middle of the backbone, then chashim, don't you have to be afraid, it could be you gave a real hard bang there, and maybe that would have broken one of the evorim. The Yispei Kitra, let's say the stick has, let's say, Kitra knots in it, a tea sticking out there.
Or else, the Machi Afrika,
you hit it, let's say, across the back. And then, Chashim, now we have to be afraid that maybe that didn't make a Rissa Givorim. And then you have to be afraid maybe it's a traitor. Omer Rav Nachman, Beis HaRechem, Ein Boi Meshum Rissuki Givorim. The base of rechem, that's at the part of the bottom of the animal, where the womb is, so there there's no shayla of a chash ristik evorim. Rashi says, and chushim like shema nitchak nisrasli evorim, can it serve like shayla me, says, not to be afraid, as later we'll soon see about this halacha of ristik evorim, the answer is to wait a full day, and to see if the animal can still walk, then it's not a traitor. But we're not afraid about this, you don't have to wait this full day, you can make a shchita right away. Rashi says, Beis Rechem means Ego Shenelet Hayoin. She yotzen Beis Rechem Vitzar.
So again, so the Pshat in this Gemara is now again, Omer of Nachman,
that Beis Rechem, Ein Bei Meshom Rishuki Yevorim, means if the animal was born today, so even though it came out hard, like a narrow path, through the womb, still we're not afraid anything happened to while it was coming out, we're not afraid that they have to trade for. Omer Le'erov Rav Nachman, Omer Tetra Rav Nachman, Tanya de Mishalach, I bring your proof to what you're saying. It says, Tinik ben yoymei, ben yemechet, a kid that's only one day old, the halacha is, mitama beziva, that if zav comes out from it,